This is Debbie Norling from California. I'm going to read aloud an article I intended originally to post it to several mailing lists. It's about how to use your cellular phone as a modem for your laptop and very cheaply connect to the internet via GPRS. I decided not to post this because I absolutely don't want to do tech support on it. I'll be happy to send you the text of the article. Just email me, debbie@jfcl.com, and that's D as in dog, E as in echo, B as in boy, E as in echo, debbie@jfcl.com, and the domain is J as in Juliet, F as in Foxtrot, C as in Charlie, L as in Lima.com. So I'll email you the text of the article, but I will ignore all support inquiries. What I discuss below is a hack. It's not an approved method for configuring your phone or computer, so please understand that you're going to be doing this at your own risk. Also, I don't want to give you tech support because I want you and solely you to be responsible for any screw-ups that might happen. This is a hack and it is not an approved method for doing things. And with these warnings out of the way, here's my article. If you call your cellular carrier and explain that you want to use your phone to get wireless access to the internet, they might have an affordable plan for you. But if you mention that you want to use your laptop to access the net wirelessly, the plan they most likely will try to sell you is fairly pricey. One exception to this, by the way, is T-Mobile, which for the flat monthly rate of $29.95 gives you unlimited bytes but glacially slow access. A big problem with T-Mobile is that though the GPRS plan is cheap, the coverage is limited, and you'll often find that you are roaming and not using that carrier at all and paying extra. My husband has T-Mobile, and though he's sighted, he has to watch his screen like a hawk when he's online, especially when we travel. GPRS, General Packet Radio Service, I believe it's called, works in conjunction with your GSM cellular network to give you wireless TCP/IP internet connectivity. A new enhancement to GPRS called EDGE, E-D-G-E, gives you higher speeds. And just to explain a little bit, standard GPRS, the speeds that we've observed are about like a 14.4 modem. They're supposed to be able to go faster than 14.4 kbps, but in our experience that's not true, at least in the areas we visited. And the EDGE speeds are somewhere in between 384 kbps that you get with a slow DSL connection and 56 kbps you get with the fastest V90 modem. So I guess EDGE is between 128 and 256 kbps, and you can surf the net to learn more, but in subjectively, my experience is that it's about 128 kbps. Okay, back to the article. Cingular, C-I-N-G-U-L-A-R, is one of the U.S. nationwide carriers with great coverage and two EDGE-based internet access plans. The cheapest one, MediaNet, M-E-D-I-A-N-E-T, was recently reduced to $19.95 per month, and it lets you use the browser on your phone to access a subset of the web. The full-featured Laptop Connect, which is their second EDGE plan, costs a whopping $79.95 a month. But it enables you to connect your laptop to the internet using your cell phone as a sort of modem. Laptop Connect routes VPN requests. It's fully supported by Cingular. By the way, be aware of limited plans such as the $4.95 monthly limited MediaNet, which only gives you 500 kilobytes. Now that's 500 kilobytes. That is half a meg. And then every additional kilobyte is 8 cents. So, though $4.95 for monthly internet access seems like an amazing rate, it is hard for you to stay below that half a meg a month limit. And they can really start charging you with that 8 cents every kilobyte. Anyway, I kept thinking that there must be some way to use my cell phone as a gateway through which my laptop could access the net without having to pay that $80 a month for the expensive Laptop Connect plan from Singular. And there is. It required a lot of surfing and sorting through inaccurate information, but here's how I ultimately set up my system. I am now able to use my cell phone to dial the internet and use my laptop connected to the phone to browse the web, upload and download files, as well as send and receive email using Outlook. And best of all, it doesn't interfere with my other internet connections on my laptop, so I can use both wired and wireless connections at work, at home, and in coffee shops. I'm even able to telnet to my computers at home. The only limitation with this particular hack is speed. It's only edge speeds, and the fact that I can't access my home VPN. By the way, if you don't know what a VPN, a virtual private network, is, then no worries, you don't have one. First, I added MediaNet onto my plan. This is easy to do because it is considered a feature, like a text messaging plan. It doesn't involve a contract, so you can add or remove it at will. You can talk to a sales rep or just add the feature by going online with Singular, go to their website, and just add MediaNet to your account. Next, I tested that MediaNet was working. Because I run talks with a 6620, this was easy. I could browse to both WAP, WML, and standard web HTML pages, and I could do this fine with a 6620. Now, Talks doesn't provide perfect access to the phone's built-in browser, but it is good enough to confirm that MediaNet is working fine. If you have trouble setting up MediaNet, Singular will send you a smart SMS, a service message which automatically configures the appropriate settings in your phone, or you can go to Singular's website and look through the facts and do the configuration yourself. Be sure, though, when talking to Singular, that you say nothing about wanting to connect the phone to your laptop. Remember, you just want to use the browser on your phone. That's all. Next, you need to download and install Nokia's PC Suite software. This isn't the most accessible thing in the world, but the parts that you need work fine with a screen reader. Be careful that you do not install a Singular package called Singular Connection Manager. The Singular Connection Manager lets those people with the pricey Laptop Connect plan, via a user-friendly, all-inclusive wizard, get going. Now, we are not going to use the Singular Connection Manager. We're going to use a backdoor to do the same thing. Next, you need to use PC Suite a bit, just so that you get familiar with it and you can be sure that your phone is connected and working properly with PC Suite. Be sure you can transfer data to and from your phone. PC Suite has a main screen with several rows of icons. There is text below each icon. Use your mouse or JAWS cursor to find the text of any item you need, then move straight above it to the icon that corresponds to that text. The icon is directly above the text. It's helpful to give all these icons labels. When you find the icon you need, just click. Each icon lets you access a different, and mostly text-based, Nokia application. So, though the main Nokia PC Suite screen is hard to navigate, it's not really that important. The PC Suite screen is just a portal to all the other useful Nokia applications. There are several ways to connect the phone. You can use infrared, Bluetooth, or USB cables. There's a lot of information on the net on how to get your Bluetooth going, but personally, I find USB to be much easier to set up, though you must buy a USB cable for the Nokia phones from your dealer. Use the Nokia content copier to back up your phone, not because this is so important to you, but because you need to make sure the transfer works okay. It's also a very accessible wizard-based tool. Use the Nokia phone browser built into Windows Explorer to send some files to your phone. If you wish, try synchronizing your calendar and contacts between your phone and your PC. The idea is you really want to make sure this transfer is working fine before you add more complexity. Make sure that you indeed connect and transfer files before you proceed to the next step. If you can't transfer files, the next step is just not going to work. By the way, you might want to read the superb online help for Nokia PC Suite and pay attention to the gotchas. For example, you can edit text messages on the PC if you use mini phones, but not if you use a Symbian-based phone, even though the PC Suite software leads you to believe you will be able to do this. The excellent help spells out what you can and cannot do with your particular phone. Anyway, now that you're already connected and talking back and forth with your phone and computer, check out the PC Suite modem configuration, a separate application that you must click a specific icon to run. In my 6.24 version of PC Suite, it is the last icon in the third row. It may vary for your version of PC Suite. You will get a property sheet for your phone to be configured as a modem. This appears only if your phone is connected. You can have a phone connected all ways or only one of three ways, infrared, Bluetooth, and or USB. Make sure the property sheet choices match and make sense. For example, if you are connected with USB, but the modem connection property sheet says infrared, then something is wrong and you'll need to restart the PC and try it all over again. Also under these modem properties, you'll choose the type of modem to emulate, a standard modem, an ISDN, or GPRS. And curiously here, for me, GPRS is grayed out. My guess is probably it is grayed out because I don't have the pricey Laptop Connect service. So I just picked standard modem. It ended up making no difference. Even by picking standard modem, I could transfer data at edge speeds once I was online. In the edit box for access point, I entered WAP.singular. This is very important. It's W as in whiskey, A as in alpha, P as in Paul, a period, C as in Charlie, I as in indigo, N as in Nancy, G as in golf, U as in uniform, L as in Lima, A as in alpha, R as in Romeo. WAP.singular. This is all one word and it's all in uppercase. That's all you type, just the WAP.singular in the access point edit box under the modem properties for the modem configuration software in Nokia PC Suite. If you are curious and you poke around in your phone settings, you'll find that it calls the access point WAP.singular there as well, but it gives the entire configuration in your phone the friendly username of MediaNet. Nowhere in this configuration setup on your PC do you type the word MediaNet. The other choices on this property sheet don't seem to matter. I was able to connect no matter how I set them. They are there to make the cell phone appear as a modem to your dial-up networking, DUN, application, but they don't seem to affect your ability to connect at all. In some parts of the country, it appears you must add the following initialization string to your advanced settings. And this is a nice long string. It's all capital letters for the things that are letters. A-T plus C-G-D-C-O-N-T point one space I-P comma space W-A-P period singular. So the only space is after the word I-P. A as in alpha, T as in tango, plus, that's the plus sign. C as in Charlie, G as in golf, D as in Delta, C as in Charlie, O as in Oscar, N as in November, T as in tango, period, the character one, comma, space, I as in iRiver, P as in Paul, comma, space, and then the very same WAP.singular that I spelled before. Do note that the Nokia modem drivers will accept the standard AT command set popularized 20 years ago by the Hayes-compatible modems. It is just that they ignore most of the commands since they aren't really modems. They're just mimicking modems for Windows. Now that your modem properties are set, select Apply and OK and exit Nokia PC Suite altogether. Next, you must set up a DUN connection, D-U-N, for the phone. D-U-N stands for dial-up networking. Follow the new connection wizard under Control Panel, Network Connections, and tell it that you want to set up your connection manually and that you are using a dial-up modem. When you get to the phone number part, carefully type in this odd string for the phone number. *99***1#. That's one asterisk, 99, then 3*, a 1, and a number sign. That string is all together. Yes, it doesn't look like a phone number. It is a magic string that tells your phone to connect via GPRS. For the username, you fill in this, wap@singulargprs.com. And that's W as in whiskey, A as in alpha, P as in Paul, @, yes, it's an @, singular, C as in Charlie, I as in Indigo, N as in November, G as in golf, U as in uniform, L as in Lima, A as in alpha, R as in Romeo, no space here, G as in golf, P as in Paul, R as in Romeo, S as in Sam, and then a period, and then C as in Charlie, O as in Oscar, and M as in Mike. wap@singulargprs.com. That is your username. Note that this is different than the wap.singular string you filled in the modem properties prompt for access point. Be sure to use a real @ and no spaces in this username. It's all uppercase. The password is also in uppercase, and it is singular1, C-I-N-G-U-L-A-R, and just the number sign 1. C as in Charlie, I as in Indigo, N as in November, G as in golf, U as in uniform, L as in Lima, A as in Alpha, R as in Romeo, 1. Next, select properties and check which modem the DUN connection is using. More than likely, it is not using your cell phone. By default, DUN connection is using your laptop's built-in soft modem rather than the cell phone. So select the cell phone and don't worry too much about the other properties. Now you might want to click configure to get to a second property sheet, but many items here are irrelevant. For example, it doesn't matter what speed you set. You want to be sure the use dialing rules box, though, is unchecked, because you sure don't want the computer to dial your magic number with anything extra. You want it to dial that number just as you specified it. You don't want it to be trying to add a 9 or an area code, so be sure that use dialing rules box is unchecked. Now click apply and OK to close the properties, and then you are back in the main dialog box for the connection. Click dial, and the cell phone will emulate dialing and fail to connect. This step is necessary, even though you're going to fail to connect, because if you were to just click cancel, your username, password, and magic dialing number wouldn't save. There seems to be a bug in DUN that unless you at least attempt to dial out, it won't save the settings you establish. You took an awful long time to configure it, so go ahead and connect and let the connection fail. Also, you need to get the TCP/IP properties working, but while you are setting up things through the new connection wizard, you can't access the TCP/IP properties, so you have to at least pretend to dial so you can finish with the wizard. After you have failed to connect, you can safely click cancel. Go ahead and shut down and restart your computer. You want everything you've configured so far to be saved in your registry. Now that you've restarted, it's time to access the properties for this new connection again, but this time pick the TCP IP tab and make sure that all forms of compression are turned off. There are several checkboxes with different types of compression. Uncheck all of them. It won't connect successfully if any of these compression checkboxes are checked. Now try connecting again. If your password isn't saved, type it in again. Eventually it will get saved, but it often doesn't happen the first few times. Remember, the password is singular one. Another problem on my laptop is that it frequently reverts to using the built-in Lucent Technology soft modem. When the error message tells me there's no dial tone, I know I'm not using a real modem, so I need to go back to properties and reset it to use the cell phone, because no dial tone means that it's trying to use my laptop soft modem. Nokia 6620 modem is the modem that I pick in those properties. Your cell phone modem may be different. If instead the error message I get when trying to connect says that there's been a hardware failure with the modem, I know something got screwed up with the phone number, the username, the password, or the access point information. Remember, the access point is the only piece of information that you have to fill in over in the modem properties in Singular Connection Manager. Windows seems to be buggy about reliably saving all this information. Sometimes you have to do it twice. Eventually, you should be able to connect. If not, surf the net for articles on using your cell phone as a Bluetooth modem or, quote, tethering, quote, your laptop to your phone. Please don't call Singular. They don't support this connecting this way, and if too many people call them, they might just turn this service off at any time. They can probably tell if you're using your modem as a gateway, and we don't want them to turn off this loophole. Now, Singular wants to have you using their fancy Singular Laptop Connect and their Singular Connection Manager for $80 a month. So don't call Singular. Let this loophole stay open and use the cheaper plan instead. Also, in Surfing for Facts, you will find much misinformation or information that used to be relevant and apply, but no longer does. You'll also find information about how to do this through other carriers. But like any back door, getting it pried open is half the adventure.